compassion and balanced mind, 10 qualities that can elevate our mind to the highest level called enlightenment. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, duṭiyāmpi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ. Tutiyam bidham am saranam kacchami. Tutiyam bisangham saranam kacchami. Tutiyam bibuddham saranam kacchami. Yambi dhammam saranam kacchami. Tati yambi sangham saranam kacchami. Disaranagamanam iti biso bhagava araham. Sambuddho vichacarana sampanno sukhato bhokavidum. Purisa dhamma sarati satadeva. Nanu sanang buddho bhagam. Svakato bhagavata dhammo sandhidhiko akaliko ehi basikum. Satthaṃ vedhitakko vinyuhin. Supadipanno bhagavato savaka sangho ujjupadipanno bhagavato savaka sangho nayapadipanno. Savaka sangho sammicchipadipanno bhagavato savaka sangho yadittaṃ cattare pure sayukhani attha pure sabhukala. Bhagavato savaka sangho ahuneyam. Neyo dhakhi neyo anjalikarami. Anuttaraṃ punyake sangho.
Page 9.
Ayaṃ tu bhondo idaṃ negamāpaññā viriyaṃ Adhitana Heta Upeka Yutaya Okanata Haudahi Itipiso Bhagava Dhana Paramisampanno Prana Uka Paramisampanno Prana Paramatha Paramisampanno Puto Meta Maitri Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Hiti Piso Bhagava Sila Paramisampanno Sila Upa Paramisampanno Sila Paramatha Paramisampanno Puto Meta Aiti Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Nekama Paramisampanno Nekama Upa Paramisampanno Nekama Paramatha Paramisampanno Buddho Metta Aiti Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Panya Paramisampanno Panya Upa Paramisampanno Panya Paramatha Paramisampanno Buddho Metta Maiti Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Viriya Paramisampanno Viriya Upa Paramisampanno Viriya Paramatha Paramisampanno Buddho Metta Maitri Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Kanti Paramisampanno Kanti Upa Paramisampanno Kanti Paramatha Paramisampanno Buddho Metta Maiti Karuna Mudita Upeka Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Sajja Paramisampanno Sajja Upa Paramisampanno Sajja Paramatha Paramisampanno Buddho Metta Maiti Karuna Mudita Paramisampanno Iti Piso Bhagava Adhidhana Paramisampanno Adhidhana Upa Paramisampanno Adhidhana
ธัมมัฏฐากรมิสัมทาพุทโธเมตคารุณามุทิตาอุเบกขาตารมิสัมหิติปิโสภะคะวาเมตตาปารมิสัมทานะเมตตาอุปปารมิสัมทานะเมตตาปารมัตถะปารมิสัมพุทโธเมตตามัยทิกรุณามุทิตาอุเบกขาปารมิสัมปันโนหิติปิสุอุเบกขาปารมิสัมปันโนอุเบกขาอุปปารมิสัมอุเบกขาปารมัตถปารมิสัมปันโนพุทโธเมตตามัยตรีกรุณามุทิตาอุเบกขาปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะทัสสะปารมิสัมปันโนทัสสะอุปปารมิทัสสะปารมัตถะปารมิสัมปันโนพุทโธเมตตามัยทิกรุณามุทิตาอุเบกขาปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวาสัมมะเตสัพปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวาทันนาปริจักขทานปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะทังทาปริจักขทานปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสชีวิตาปริจักขทานปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวาพุทธาปริจักขทานปารสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะภริยาปริจักขทานปารมิสัมอิติปิโสภะคะวะปัญจมหาปริจักขทานปารมิสัมปันภะคะวะพุทธัตถจริยายัปปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสญาตัตถจริยายัปปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะโลกัตถจริยายัปปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสสุจริยายัปปารมิสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะอายัสสุจริตสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะวจีสุจริตสัมปันโนอิติปิโสมโนสุจริตสัมปันโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะชีวิตาสุจริตสัมปันโนอิติปิโสพุทโธอนันตาทิคุณโนอิติปิโสภะคะวะอิติสาธุ
person, they invite themselves to represent all of us, to invite most represent to recite at our Vihara during a period of time.
Onika, Onika, Onika. Okasa, Okasa, Okasa. Katabe Okatanse, Kayon Pango, Sato Katanse, Kepo, Owa, Okam, Dampi, Dampi, what nice, Kantika,
oh.
This is a formality that we are inviting Venerable Monk to recite at our Vihara during this Vata 3 months period. After inviting Venerable Monk to recite at our Vihara, we are now proceeding with our afternoon session by offering presenting the mantra by our most venerable Dr. Kama Dhammasi. On behalf of all our Dhamma brothers and sisters and all the devotees, may I invite our most venerable Dr. Kama Dhammasi to give us the most precious Dhamma Sangha.
Please sit comfortably. Sit in a meditation posture, meditation style, so that you can feel at ease and you can sit longer. Today I'm going to talk about positive emotion exercise, and we are going to be doing exercise as part of meditation practice today. So first, relax your body. Take a slow and deep breathing. Breathing in deep and slow. Breathing out gentle and mindful. Breathing in and out, slow and gentle. After lunch, your tummy is working hard to digest the food they have just eaten. So your tummy is using up a lot of energy. That is why you feel a little bit exhausted. And the muscles are tense. The muscles on the head, around your shoulders, even around your neck, around your back, your arms, your hands, your fingers, all the muscles are tense. So mindful of this, breathe in and out sufficiently and mindfully for the entire body, for the tense muscles. Reassure yourself, it's okay to feel tired, it's okay for the muscles to feel tense. Accepting that, breathe in and out. Slowly, gently, relax. Slow and deep breathing. Thank you. muscles on your head are tense because they are tired. So breathe in and out slowly, gently. Relax those muscles around your head. Now move your attention to the areas around your ears. The muscles around your ears, left and right, they are also tense because they are also at work all the time. When you look, when you listen, when you speak, when you think, all those muscles are at work. So they are really tired, and now it's time to give them some deserved rest. So breathe in deeply and comfortably, and breathe out mindfully, relax. Breathe in deep and comfortable. Breathe out gentle. Release the tension around the areas, in the areas around your ears. Now move your attention to your shoulders, stiff shoulders, tense shoulders. Once again, breathe in and out, deep and gentle. Breathe in and out, deep and gentle. Recognizing tension, don't fight with them. Don't fight with those tensions. It's okay to have those tensions. Those tensions, they are there to give us a message. Message that the body needs some rest. It needs some recognition from the mind that is working very hard and being overstretched. So breathe in and out, deep and gentle. Now start thinking something that you have done and you are proud of. Maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe in education, maybe for the community, maybe in organizing this event, the 7th rain stroke offering at the Osho Buddha Vihara, Singapore. Maybe carrying something, maybe offering flowers, robes, cooking, offering meals, offering money to support the upkeep of the Osho Buddha Vihara or any other viharas here in Singapore or elsewhere in the world. Just think of one particular event. Revisit that. Visualize that. Revisit the situation, the scenario, pictures. Recreate the pictures of that particular incident, the particular event. If you are happy about doing well in the school, then think about your school. think about the trophy that you have won if you had just done so. Visualize that in your mind and feel happy for yourself. Congratulate yourself. Trying to access the joyous feeling associated with that particular good work. Deep and slow breathing. Deep and slow breathing. If by thinking about one particular event in your life, one particular success, one particular good job, but still you can't rejoice in that, then look for another one in your life. You have many of such things. The good work that you have done in this school, perhaps in those early years, or as a family member, as a good employee, employer, as a good friend, as a good devotee, as a good citizen, many things that you can think about. But think about just one. And trying to go into detail about that. Trying to celebrate your effort. The effort that you have put into that particular success. The challenges that you have taken on in order to bring about this success. Think about that and then breathe in and out slowly, gently, rejoicing the good work that you have. then think about something that you are contributing to this event today by being here as part of the group, by contributing in many other forms through the offering of robes and requisites, the food, or through your volunteer activities to set up the place, to organize things, to arrange flowers, spending many hours to create a beautiful floral work. Even by thinking about the flower arrangement, the buying of the flowers, the arrangement, the thought, a lot of thought, imagination that have gone into this work. And now that the flowers are beautifully laid in front of the Buddha, as a driver, as a transport provider, or simply making sure that you get your family here to participate in this event. Think about your family members, one by one. Think about the good thing that they have, the good qualities, something that makes them happy. One by one, trying to relate to their happiness. One of my sisters, for example, my elder sister, make sure that all the family members contribute into the family activity, that is to offer food to Weiluun Monastery in Daungji, where there are more than 100 monks and novices. She makes sure that everybody is on board, contributing to the food offering, maintaining the family tradition since our parents' time. Looking at how she organizes that and how she enjoys that, I can share her joy. I can feel her happiness, her satisfaction. It's about relating to her positive qualities, rather than allowing the mind to automatically repeat the negative qualities or the weaknesses that she has. even if your parents may no longer be alive now, it's still possible to relate to their positive qualities, to their love and compassion, the exemplary activities that they have shown us. And then rejoice in their good work. Now move to a friend. Just choose one friend you have a good relationship with now and try to think of his or her good quality, success, something that make him or her happy, successful. Trying to think about that, trying to visualize that, and trying to relate to the happiness of that friend. and then think about somebody in this audience that you have just met today, or maybe you have known for some time. Think about the good quality of that person relating to this event. Maybe helping in some way to ensure the success of this event. Just trying to relate to the positive quality of one person in this audience. In this audience, somebody you just met today, you don't really know. I'm trying to think of the positive quality of that person. This is a little bit of a challenge because you don't know the person. But this is the exercise that we should do in order to expand our capacity to feel happy. If we confine happiness to only the people we know, the things that we have, then our happiness will be limited. If we can expand the capacity, our potential to feel happy, to feel happy with the people we know less because they have certain qualities, some positive contribution to make their own life successful, to contribute into the peace and harmony of the community, the development of the country or the world. So trying to find such person in this audience and trying to relate to that person's positive qualities. As we are expanding outward, now I'm trying to think of another temple in Singapore that might be holding the same event like us today, or maybe other day, or a similar event. Trying to rejoice in their hard work, that dedication, sacrifice, generosity to make a temple sustainable, to bring the community together so that everybody can benefit and at the same time can contribute. So to rejoice not just in the good work of our temple, also Buddha Vihara, Singapore, but also in other temples. In Singapore, at least there are 172 Buddhist temples and associations, including Buddhist societies at the universities. 172, I noticed the other day. Hundreds of people, thousands of people, making the same effort, just like you. Contributing in their own way, so that the Dhamma is accessible to as many people as possible. They may be Mahayana Chinese, Tibetan, Buddhist, Eurasian, Burmese, Thai, Sri Lankan, Taiwanese, any one of them. Just pick up one that you know and try to rejoice in their good work, to expand your happiness, your capacity to feel happy, to feel joyous in the good work of others. It's not your own hard work, it's not your own contribution, it's their hard work and their contribution. But you have the same benefit of happiness if you are able to relate to their joy and hard work, to rejoice in their good work. And to rejoice in the good work, the compassion and the advanced meditation practice of the most venerable Prabhupada Bhunchu Mindful Sero, who was here for 2 days in Singapore to offer us his blessing, his teaching, and to show us the way to live our life. Since his mid-teens, he always spent rains retreat water in a cave, living alone, surviving on food and biscuit. You will find it hard to live alone at home in Singapore, not to mention a cave. And now, when you see this, you can appreciate his practice, his Dhamma practice, and then his compassion to share the benefit of his practice with as many people as possible. Okay, you can open your eyes now. This is positive emotion exercise. We need to do this exercise because usually the mind is very obsessed with anything negative. When you meet with your friends, when you meet up with your friends, think about, okay, what you talk about. When you talk about other people, is it about their strength and positive things, or is it about people's failings and weaknesses that we usually call gossip? If you gossip, what happens is that you perpetuate a certain habit, certain negative habit in the mind. And the mind is conditioned to live only through that negative negative outlook. And you rejoice in that. You rejoice in that. But that kind of joy, that kind of happiness that come from talking about other people's failing, that kind of happiness doesn't last long. And very often you have to repeat that. And the more you repeat that, the stronger that habit becomes. And we call this habit energy in psychology, in modern Buddhist psychology. Habit energy. Because that habit has a lot of energy. It drives you on and on. What happens is that you won't be able to control your mind. Your mind will operate automatically and just on negative things. You focus on negative things, not just on other people. Because you live with yourself more than you live with other people. You think about yourself more than you think about other people. Even when you think about yourself now, you will start looking at negative things. If you have made a certain mistake, that agitation, that frustration, you know, will stay on in your mind, will linger on in your mind day after day. You won't be able to let go. This comes from this habit. Because the habit energy is such a strong force, such a strong drive. It ties you to that negative event, negative conditioning. Not only that, you won't be able to see the good thing that you have. The positive thing that you have. You won't be able to see. When you don't see what you have, your mind will orientate itself to something that you don't have. And you will feel miserable all the time. You have many things, but you can't enjoy them anymore. I have a student who is an astronomer, a scientist working for NASA. He asked me one day, his 6 years old son. He has many toys, but he can't enjoy them. And just two days after he has got the latest toy, he told his dad, "Daddy, you never buy me a toy." His dad was very angry, also upset. And his father now decided to confront his son, a 6 years old boy. "Son, look, I still have the receipt. I bought you. Are you saying, are you accusing your son of telling a lie?" I said to the father, my student, who has a PhD in astronomy, a professor, and said, "You have to understand the statement of your son. The statement of your son is an emotional statement. Daddy, it's true you bought me a toy 2 days ago, but I don't feel as mine. I don't feel that this toy is mine. I can't really relate to this toy. I have no relationship to this toy. Please help me. Your son is crying for help. So instead of confronting, you know, I'm a good father, I'm a good daddy, I have done my duty, I have been very good, I buy you many things. Instead of, confronting your child in that way, it's true that you have bought the latest toy 2 days ago. This is the fact, it's a factual statement, which is the truth. But your son is making another truth, which is an emotional truth. Emotionally, he feels very poor. He feels he hasn't got anything. Whereas, okay, in the room, you have a room full of toys. So what happened is that this boy, his mind has been conditioned in a way that he only sees something, he only thinks of something that he hasn't got. He is not in a position to appreciate what he has got. I told the parents, I said, sometimes parents make mistakes because they want to satisfy themselves. They buy more and more toys for the children. Children don't really ask for them at first. But parents, okay, you want to satisfy yourself because you feel bored. You feel restless. Okay. You create your identity as a good parent. Good parent has to be this way. Good parent is somebody who buys more and more toys for the kids. So, unknowingly, because of the ignorance of emotional cognition, we do this kind of mistake. It comes from not knowing boredom, restlessness, not knowing how to deal with them. So, 80-20 theory, the Greek theory. In life, 80% is well and okay. Actually, more than okay. It's very good. But 20% needs improving. But the child, the 6 years old child that I had just spoken of, his mind spent 80% of his time on the 20% that he hasn't got. The 80% that he has got, he hardly thinks about that. He hardly visits them. So he feels that he hasn't got the 80%, that 80% he feels that he hasn't got. If you divide this whole into 5 parts, 80% is 4 parts. So 4 parts is missing. If you divide your room, your bedroom, into 5, parts, you feel you are living only in the 20% space. You feel congested. You feel crowded. You don't feel spacious. This problem is mainly emotional problem. So if we practice the mind to visit the good thing that we have and try to rejoice in the thing that we have, that it becomes a habit, a strong habit, then we will see the 80% that we have. If we see that, we won't feel poor anymore. The 80% that we have, the good thing that we have is something like you work very hard in Singapore and the salary flows into your bank account, but you just forget about it. You forget that you have a bank account. So you feel that you haven't got any money, you feel very poor. So there's a lot of anxiety because of that. In the same way, today is the seventh Vasu. This is rains, rub offering. Think about the first one. Okay? How we put a lot of effort because it was the first year. The second time, the third time, now the seventh time. All these are us, 80%. Okay? If you're going to think about the 20% that we don't have at the OBVS, you want to blame everyone starting from, oh, Seattle never comes and visits us. It is true. But you can't change the situation, see? When I don't come, I'm not here. No matter how much you complain, you know, you can't change the fact. So 80-20 theory. People who feel very negative about themselves, about other people, that's because they spend 80% of their time on the 20% that they don't have. And they only spend 20% of their time on the 80% that they have. So you can see the reverse. When that happens, your perception is twisted. That wrong perception, you see, one fifth. You know, it's a very simple mathematical calculation. It's not exact rocket science, but roughly it says that the overwhelming aspects of our life are well and okay. You only realize how good your health is when you have to visit the doctor. You see? You don't realize that you have a lovely voice until you see me struggle with my voice. Okay? I don't look at the negative side of my voice. I listen to the doctor, what I have to do, I do it, and then I meditate on this, I develop compassion on myself for this voice. But on the other hand, I rejoice in what I have got. I can write in Shan, in Burmese, in Thai, in English, even if I can't speak. In Pali, I can write. And I can understand many more languages. So I focus on what I can do. Because of that, it gives me some confidence that when I see you chanting the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, okay, very fluently, that fills me with joy. You see? I can pick that up. I can pick up that energy. That energy. I think apart from Meng Phong, okay, the people in Meng Phong and the people in Nam Lan maybe are, we rank maybe the third. Yeah. I don't want to rank us first, okay? It may be a prejudice. Yeah. I feel very good about that. If you do that, you're going to see positive things all the time. In Singapore, you see the road. Your salary makes that happen. Your tax makes that happen. Okay, not just you who use the good roads. Everybody uses it. Children who go to school in the morning, they have to be there in time. People who are not well, they have to be in the hospital in time. Okay, to save their life, the ambulances, and people who go about in their life with their business. So, you are getting kudu, okay, kusala, all the time, if you can see just this one, just the road. Whatever school, a part of your salary goes to that. Whatever hospital, goes to that as well. The airport, the trees. See, you have your hands on many piles now because of the positive energy. Now you feel certainly enriched. You don't feel poor anymore. And then you have many people to be grateful for. Sometimes people feel that, you know, it's degrading for them to feel grateful to other people as if you owe them. You see, I came here because it's a peak season in Europe. It's a peak holiday season, and I bought the ticket just 2 days before I came, so it's very expensive. But I have nothing to complain about. I'm very grateful to the engineers who made it possible, okay, that we could fly. To the pilots, to the people who looked after me on the plane, who picked me up. The taxi, I mean. I'm very grateful to everyone. Okay. So, you don't forget the 80%. If you forget the 80%, you don't have much to live for in life. You may be earning a lot monthly, but the salary doesn't make you happy. A nice house, a nice car doesn't make you happy. They do make you happy if you don't see the positive thing, the positive one. In Bali, this is called mudita. Without this mudita, we have Bojangga Sutta that we recite in order to recover our good health. Bujendo. It says, Abhinandetva, one word. Dhammodetva, another word. These two words, they means, okay, you have to rejoice. You have to be able to feel joyful. Okay? If you cannot feel that, the chanting, that chanting, is not effective. But the third factor of enlightenment, we call Bojangga. One of them is called Piti, which is about feeling joyous. So if you can't see the positive things in your life, if you can't rejoice in the good thing in your life and in other people around you, forget about Nibbana. There's no enlightenment, because Piti Pasati is part of enlightened mind. They are components of enlightened mind. So I think I have spoken enough about the importance of positive emotion. Without positive emotion, we abuse our intellectual ability, and instead of using our intellect in a positive way, we think mainly in negative way. So without positive emotion, there is no positive thinking. Without positive thinking, there is no positive speech. Without positive speech, there is no positive action. That is why positive emotion, which is part of Buddhist meditation, is a very crucial part of Buddhist way of life. May all of you live a very positive life.
能中。各位居士，大家下午好。我不知道大家有多少 percent 会听华语的，一点点，一点点，好吧，那就即使听不懂，我要讲，因为前几天胡巴没碰起来都说了。萨巴达南塔玛达南吉纳蒂，一切布施当中佛法的布施是最殊胜的，佛法是象征着光明，象征着智慧 wisdom， 然后也是烦恼的解药，佛法是有很多妙处的，但是佛法如果不会用的话，它是起不到作用的。就像我们没碰下都说的，巴利亚蒂塔曼巴蒂巴蒂塔曼巴蒂维塔塔曼，学修正，第一我们要学习佛陀的教义，他的教导，他的理论，但是我们学会了以后，我们要实践，去巴蒂巴蒂去修，去实践，去执行，我们才能有巴蒂越他，才有他的结果，才会尝到法的味道，叫做Tamarasa， 这个佛法的滋味，佛法的味道。所以Sabarasang Tamarasang Jinadi， 一切味道当中只有佛法的味道是最美的。这个是前几天听了梅凤夏多胡巴文中讲的，然后记住了，然后才跟大家分享。然后今天我想以几分钟的时间来给大家讲一讲关于瓦萨的历史来源，它是怎么会有瓦萨的。据我看到的一些资料，在2600多年前，我们的释迦牟尼佛，我们的佛陀，我们的布达，在古印度，当时的古印度，现在这个季节也是夏天，然后也是雨季，有很多的雨，下很多的雨。在那个时候，是跟随佛陀的弟子是有很多的，僧团是很多的，甚至上几百、几千人。然后他们在这个时候如果每天出去托钵的话，路途也不方便，因为下雨，路途很泥泞，路也很烂，因为没有现在的公路，没有了，以前的是土路啊，有时候甚至在稻田里边走啊，有时候也会踩到农家们的一些稻田，踩到人家的农作物。然后现在的雨季的话，也是马衣啊，还有一些小动物很繁殖，很快，很迅速。然后就佛陀，我们的布达就注意到了这一点，然后就借鉴以前的婆罗门教，就说我们应该在这个季节，在这个雨季三个月当中，我们僧团，我们僧卡应该有一个瓦萨。就是在这个瓦萨三个月当中，是比如说我们要在这个寺院要瓦萨的话，就是在这个寺院完成三个月的瓦萨，所以是这么来的。在这三个月当中，就是说雨下雨很多，然后路途不方便外出，所以就僧团就专心的在寺院里，在自己的道场里精研学习我们的毗达嘎，我们的三藏经啊，然后来实践，来修行。然后这个时候雨季，当时的古印度现在也是刚种好田啊，水稻这些也刚种好，也不是太忙。然后信众也有很多时间去佛寺、去寺庙去做功德，去听经闻法，去做布施等等。现在我们的比如缅甸、老挝、泰国 柬埔寨还有我们中国的云南等地，特拉瓦达的地区是包括斯里兰卡，还有这个传统，在瓦萨期间到了乌波萨塔，到了乌波萨塔日就会到寺院里边去做功德，去 meditation， 去禅修，去持八戒阿塔西拉等等，这些都是很好的一个传统，所以瓦萨是这么一个由来。然后在佛教里边，我们生人是不按照年龄来算的，是按照瓦萨来算的，不是年纪来算。即使年纪大了，如果他只有一个瓦萨的话，他也要拜那个年纪比他小、瓦萨比他大的师兄。所以这个是佛教的一个常识吧。所以在这三个月的瓦萨，也祝愿大家能经常的实践佛法，然后做更精进的去学习我们的佛陀的教导。因为今天由于时间的关系，我就以最简短的时间来为大家分享，也祝大家能在今天，然后接下来的瓦萨这三个月当中，能有一个好的能尝到法的滋味，能学习到我们走窟窿的一些教导，去作为我们去修行的一些指导和引导。然后也感谢大家今天来这里感谢萨土萨土萨。
For gracing our occasion today, and also because due to his presence, we also enjoy Prat Kua Kuchum visit, and I believe we all have received a lot and lots of blessings. And as we know, Prat Kua has promised that he's going to visit us every year. So that means our chief report also have to come every year. So it looks like it's a contract, is it? It's a contract, an ongoing contract. And then another thing we want to focus is we hope to have our center. Prat Kua has promised to help us. So that's all focus. And we wish that we can have our own center soon. So that, and then we can help to propagate the Buddha Sasana. And now, last but not least, I want to thank everybody, all the donors and sponsor. I think they're all endless. Maybe I'll leave it to Venu Waminda to spell the names of people who are sponsored for food, service, etc. May we all say Sadhu three times.
Sadhu, Sadhu,
good job.
This is also about focusing on the positive things that you have. In the Shang language, Kuso means positive things. In Burmese, it's Kuso, from the Pali Kusala. The negative thing is Kakuto. So you focus on the Kuto that you have, rather than the bad thing. You focus on this. Let us see it today. Nice such a day, another such a day, it means in the countless universe in the past, to replace the good things, the positive things that you have in the past, and to recollect all of them, to make it powerful, a psychologically powerful enhancing them. And not just your own Haukastra Dhaka. Haukastra, Hauka means all of us. So the positive things that all of us have accumulated individually and collectively. we think about them, and you can see in the Buddhist script on page 31, Om Tum Tum is to rejoice, to feel joyous, to feel happy about that. Om Tum Tum. In Pali, Sadhu Kanuk Modana. So this is again positive thinking, to be thinking about something good that we have done, and to multiply that by sharing this with other people. He knows a lot of chanting and he speaks in a very good Mandarin. Of course, I'm sure he's a very good. And next, he'll be Beto is the new resident monk who has just joined us last week, but he is going to be here for some time. Venerable Satya. He is from Assam in India, is in Pai County. Another Shan family members from Assam, from UNESCO, from Vietnam, and from Assam. This is he has found his study in India and Sri Lanka. He is in the process of writing his PhD thesis, and he is here to serve the also Peter Vihara and to serve you. And of course, you know, Venerable Surya from last year, he has been here for some time. He did his master's in equity studies at Mahathira Lunga University in Thai, so he speaks Thai as well. So, I think I need to introduce myself. I haven't been here for some time. I'm the visiting monk from Cambodia. I visit you again.
Ayuvanto sukha 1, 2, 3. Thank you.